This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, June 12th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Chinese authorities have removed crosses from over 250 state-sanctioned church buildings in Anhui province between January and April of this year. A state employee told the Bitter Winter magazine, quote, "All Christian symbols are ordered to be removed as part of the government's crackdown campaign," end quote. One local Christian told the magazine, quote, "As crosses are being removed throughout the country, those who refuse to cooperate will be accused of opposing the Communist Party. We are pressured to give up our faith, but we will persevere," end quote. Matthew 10, verse 22 says, "You will be hated by all for my name's sake, but he who endures to the end will be saved." Abortions in England and Wales rose to an all-time high of 207,384 last year. Government funding covered 99% of those abortions. Over 3,000 of the unborn babies were killed just for possibly having a disability, and 40% of the women seeking an abortion already had one or more abortions. Europe has an estimated 23 million evangelicals, and many are gladly getting back to in-person worship services, reports Evangelical Focus. While churches in Ireland are not allowed to meet until July 20th, evangelical churches in France, Switzerland, Austria, Spain, and Italy are meeting again. A pastor in Spain said it's one thing to, quote, "hear a message on the internet, but communitarian worship is irreplaceable," end quote, and that it was amazing, quote, "to meet people who have given their life to Christ during this time of coronavirus crisis," end quote. Religious liberty legal groups like First Liberty Institute and the Thomas More Society are helping churches in New Jersey and Massachusetts to defend their right to assemble despite coronavirus lockdown restrictions. On Tuesday, U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell criticized Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, among other leaders who are selectively applying the First Amendment.
"We're in the District of Columbia. The mayor celebrates massive street protests. She actually joins them herself. But on her command, churches and houses of worship remain shut. I believe even the largest church buildings in the district are still subject to the 10-person limit for things the mayor deems inessential. But apparently, while protests are now permissible, prayer is still too dangerous."
On Wednesday, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany also pointed out the double standard being used by leaders to promote protests but restrict worship.
"There are absolute double standards that we've seen, and that's why the Justice Department set up a task force, if you will, or a group to look at civil liberties as during coronavirus shutdowns. You know, I read about one case where you had an allowance of outside gathering and protests, but indoor churches could not gather even with socially distanced protocols. That's unacceptable. You know, people should be allowed to worship. We have a First Amendment in this country."
The Federal Reserve announced Wednesday it would be responding to the economic fallout from coronavirus lockdowns by keeping its near zero short-term interest rate through 2022 to induce consumer and business spending. The Fed's benchmark rate influences numerous loans like home, auto, and credit card loans. Total membership in the Southern Baptist Convention fell over 280,000, or 2%, to 14.5 million members from 2018 to 2019, the largest single-year drop in a century. The annual church profile by Lifeway Research found average weekly worship service attendance dropped by less than 1%, baptisms fell by over 4%, and total church receipts fell by over 1%. However, some states and regions saw growth outside the traditional Bible Belt, mostly in the Midwest and Northwest, as well as Hawaii and Puerto Rico. In God's providence, the intersection where George Floyd was killed in Minneapolis has now become a place of prayer, evangelism, and baptisms. Joel Bomberger, a preacher with the Circuit Riders, reports, quote, "A team of our Circuit Riders went to Minneapolis to hold open-air preaching of Jesus and healing calls at the intersection where George Floyd was killed. There are too many testimonies to recount. They were able to preach to thousands and saw hundreds respond to the gospel of Jesus. End quote. 2 Corinthians 10, verses 4 and 5 says, "The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ." In response to my invitation for you to share with me why you like The Worldview in 5 minutes, I've only heard from and published emails from listeners in 7 states, including Alabama, Colorado, Florida, Missouri, Oregon, Virginia, and Washington, as well as the 2 foreign countries of Liberia, Africa, and Northern Ireland. If you did not hear your state or country in that list, take a moment and send me a short 4-to-6-sentence email. Is there a specific story that stands out? Do you like our practical calls to action, like signing a petition or contacting a government representative to voice your opinion? Do you like our calls to prayer for persecuted believers abroad? What do you think about our special reports, the use of newsmaker audio clips, and inspirational stories? Do you listen at home, while you exercise, or during your commute? Send your email to adam@theworldview.com. Make sure to include your full name, city, and state. And if you're under the age of 18, please include your age. Toward our goal of raising $60,000 by June 31st to keep The Worldview in 5 minutes on the air, we're trying to raise $30,000 by 12 midnight tonight. Listeners have already pledged $27,219. Our thanks to our new donors, including Sebastian in North Bergen, Oregon, and Richard in Dry Ridge, Kentucky, each of whom gave $25. And praise God for the generosity of Jeffrey in Hayden, Idaho, who gave $130, and Deticia in Pittman, New Jersey, who pledged $25 per month for 12 months for a total gift of $300. Those 4 donors gave $480. Ready for the new grand total? Drum roll, please. Our new total is $27,699. We are now just $2,301 away from hitting our second week's goal of $30,000 by 12 midnight tonight. But I'm getting nervous about whether we'll hit it. I need to find 4 listeners to pledge $25 per month for 12 months or give a one-time gift of $300, and another 2 listeners to pledge $50 per month for 12 months or give a one-time gift of $600. Please, go to theworldview.com, click on Give on the top right, and select the correct dollar amount. Don't forget to click on the box to make it a recurring donation if that's your wish. Please do so by 12 midnight tonight. What would God have you do? And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, June 12th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.